Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 4 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm day in Israel, with clear skies across major cities. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying sunny weather, while Haifa sees mild breezes. A pleasant evening is expected, making it a great time for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from Walla, Justin indicates simultaneous launches towards Jordan and reports of damage to Iran's Bushehr nuclear facility. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports earlier this hour on settler extremists attacking Palestinians and reshaping Israeli democracy. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF has detained Israelis attempting to cross into Syria near Mount Hermon. Separately, 24 News noted earlier today that Iranian hardliners have criticized their president and foreign minister over a U.S. ceasefire. And finally, in earlier reporting from I-24 News, Iranian hardliners attacked their own president and foreign minister over a U.S. ceasefire. Here's what people are saying online. John Spencer, a military analyst, reflected just minutes ago on the importance of clear military objectives when the U.S. commits to war, emphasizing the broader consequences of losing. Raylan Givens, a conflict analyst, posted earlier today about Iran releasing photos of a boat struck by the U.S. in the Bushehr area. Nadav Eyal, an Israeli journalist, commented earlier today on the fracturing U.S.-Iran ceasefire, highlighting Israeli sentiments of forewarning. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the events in Jordan and Iran, Walla reports that alarms rang out across Jordan following a launch from Iran. Simultaneously, reports have emerged of damage to the nuclear facility in Bushehr. This escalation raises regional tensions and concerns over nuclear security. Turning to domestic issues, the Jerusalem Post highlighted the actions of settler extremists, which are reportedly affecting both Palestinians and Israeli democracy. This minority group's influence is growing, sparking debates on national identity and governance. The consequences could reshape societal norms and policies. Meanwhile, reports from JNS indicate that the IDF detained several Israeli civilians near Mount Hermon as they attempted to enter Syria. This incident underscores ongoing security challenges and the region's complex geopolitical landscape. Enhanced border security measures may follow. In earlier reporting, I-24 News noted Iranian hardliners' criticism of their leaders over a U.S. ceasefire. This internal dissent reflects tensions within Iran over its foreign policy, potentially impacting future diplomatic engagements with the U.S. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Israel's investment focuses heavily on the Dan region, deepening economic disparities between the center and periphery. This trend could increase regional dependence on central hubs. Separately, Mariv Business highlights that Scapion, an Israeli startup, has raised $36 million to combat drone swarms. The technology, developed by experts from Rafael and IDF units, aims to enhance national security. And finally, from Globes, NICE CEO Scott Russell speaks about the company's challenges and future amid the AI revolution. This insight comes as the company navigates a volatile stock market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.